You're listening to the Google Ads Podcast, brought to you by Solutions 8, the Google Ads agency.
Hello, hello. So we're switching up the content this time around. We normally tend to cover all things Google Ads. People would be interested in more of like a client management type video. So walking you through how do you respond to an upset client via email. It is very much a kind of a case-by-case basis in the sense that sometimes you don't want to keep the correspondence to email if you can tell that your client is very heated, like they are not a happy camper, and you think that keeping it in email is not really going to be the most time-efficient solution, then just respond to them and you want to schedule a call as quickly as you can. But this is for times when you feel comfortable keeping the correspondence via email. So maybe they reached out because they're just disappointed in performance, or they're not super happy with it, but they're not like fuming. Keep it via email. So I've created six fabulous steps that to success for this perfect email. Beautiful. Number one, acknowledge and apologize. So it's really important to remind yourself when you are client facing that your clients are human beings. And if a human being comes to you or your friend comes to you and they're saying that, hey, you hurt my feelings because you did A, B, and C. Are you going to be like, interesting? No, you're like, I am so sorry. I totally hear you. If you're a good person, you're going to do the second one. So you should carry that into the workplace with this, please. So you have to be just like, you have to be a good person. So if you're not a good person, you need to be better. And perhaps client-facing stuff is not for you, but also just be a better person. Acknowledge and apologize. I totally hear you. I understand where you're coming from. And I do apologize for this inconvenience. Next, offer insight that's relevant, if any. If it's one of those situations that y'all just messed up, you just messed up, and there's not really any insight that's going to help, just skip this step because it's going to almost seem like you're trying to make excuses at that point. Don't do it. Just skip right away into step number three. But if there is some insight, like maybe you realize, oh, the client definitely was not looking at the right dashboard or something like that, just throw that information in there, but make sure not to do it in like a condescending way. Step three, explain the plan of action. So it's really important to lay out to your client what is being done to fix the issues that they expressed. So I think it's always really good to explain, hey, we looked into this and we found A, B, and C that need to be fixed. And I always think that it is one of those situational things. If your client is the type that they like to be really involved in all the decision making and to give you like a green light before you do anything, then don't go ahead and make any of those changes until you've almost like cleared it with them. But if they're the type of client that would appreciate the efficiency of you just going ahead and making the necessary adjustments in order to help with performance, then go ahead and do it. So if you have to, at that point, you have to know your client relatively well to know what they would appreciate more. Step number four, give an estimated timeline. Do not promise anything. So don't say, hey, in 6.5 days, performance will increase by 45%. Don't promise anything. We're all smart people. You can make educated guesses, but there's always a small chance that it's not going to go that way. And then you are standing there, the client's like, you promised me that this was going to happen and it didn't. And then you made the situation a little bit worse. So just give an estimated timeline. We anticipate to see performance climb upwards within 7 to 8 business days or within the next 7 days. Keep it like that. Don't promise if you're not 1,010% certain. Number five, offer to hop on a call. So after you've gone through all this, say, if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to hop on a call. Just let me know what your availability is. You have to throw that out there that you are more than willing. You are available to them if they need you. That just is going to make them feel better and is comforting. And also, all right, we're paying you for a reason. And this is nice that you're making it known that you're available to us if we need you. And then number six, apologize again. And then offer encouragement. So just encouraging words of, we've made the necessary adjustments to course correct, and we are highly confident that we will see performance climb in the right direction moving forward. Something like that, just so you end the email in a way that almost hopefully will help the client breathe a little bit easier, since obviously they're stressed. So that is the key to crafting a very good, professional, but just also nice email. And then I'm going to put this here. This is just a very loose draft of what it would theoretically look like. This is what it would look like. Just a very generic draft. You can screenshot that, reference that whenever you need. Hope y'all liked this. I hope that it was helpful. That's it. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Google Ads Podcast. For more ways to grow your business with Google Ads, you can subscribe to the Solutions 8 YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you'd like to work with the best Google Ads agency in the world, you can visit Solutions 8 at sol8.com.
Custom here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan, a bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to sol8.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's sol8.com. sol8.com.